Our survey of who NPR listeners are may have omitted one category. However, those who simultaneously love us and hate us. That's the place for TV producer Rob Long.
I have two things on my to-do list this week. First, I have to send a check to KCRW, my local Santa Monica-based public radio station. And second, I have to send the maximum individual contribution to the Bush-Cheney 04 campaign. The Bush check is an easy one to write. I think he's a good president, and I want him around for another 4 years. The KCRW check, though, is a tricky one. I like the music programming, but the rest of its NPR schedule drives me up a tree. The squeaky-voiced commentators oozing smug self-satisfaction, that creepy, wry tone, the unfunniness of its funny pieces, and, of course, its ludicrous and geriatric liberal bias. But for some reason, I listen. Every day. And because I listen, I contribute. Why do I do this? Is it something in the Republican temperament, sort of like the patient, exhausted, besieged Republican dad, listening with resignation to his children around the dinner table, calling him a fascist for eating meat and threatening to get tattoos? Or is it because, as a liberal friend of mine said the other day, maybe the reason you listen to it is because deep down you're actually not a Republican, but a nice person. And there's something about NPR's liberalism that speaks to you. When I pointed out that for the previous 2 hours she had been strenuously denying that there was any left-wing bias at all on NPR, and wondered how then could it be speaking to me, she was silent for a moment. "Where are the weapons of mass destruction?" she countered. But I think the true reason that I'm such a loyal and passionate NPR listener is because I feel like the people who write, edit, report, and produce it are people I know and have known all my life. They're my ninth grade history teacher, who tearfully told us the morning after Reagan's 1980 victory that the world was probably going to explode in a nuclear fireball sometime before our senior prom. Or the young woman with the homemade Howard Dean 04 button who makes my double decaf espresso every morning. Or my next door neighbor with the "Peace is patriotic" sticker in his window. And before I moved to Los Angeles, I lived in Massachusetts. I mean, let's face it, my world is an NPR world. These people are friends of mine. Friends with irritating political views and adenoidal voices, but, you know, friends. Where's my checkbook?
The comments of Rob Long, a television writer and producer in Los Angeles. If you would like to join the debate about the NPR listener, you can write us at daytoday@npr.org.